Bola Pundalika Varade Hari Vithala. Today I'm going to narrate the story of Pandharpur. Why is Pandharpur important to us? Who is Panduranga? Most of us would be curious today because there is a major infrastructure project which is being initiated by our Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi ji. Long ago, there was a man by name Pundalik. He was married and yet very irresponsible. He used all his parents' money to gamble and he lost all of them. His parents were old and yet they did not receive any care from Pundalik. On the contrary, they were to take care of him. Same was with his wife. His wife was a merrymaking object for him and he never took any responsibility for her. His parents and his wife were a little frustrated with the attitude of Pundalik. Eventually, when all money was lost, Pundalik lost all his friends who used to gamble with him because he had nothing to gamble with. When his parents set out for Kashi, he also moved along with his parents, along with his wife. His wife counseled him, saying, "We can move to Kashi and maybe you can find some job there and we can restart our life." For once, he decided to listen to her and moved along with his parents. Halfway through, when they were inside Maharashtra on the river banks of the river Bhima, they halted the night over and something very surprising happened there. That night, Pundalik saw three very ugly women. He had never even imagined that women can be so ugly. Such ugly women entered the ashrama of Kukuta Maharishi. He was disgusted to see them. But the next day morning, he saw that they were so clean, so pure, like as if they were damsels from the heaven. So he was startled by this transformation. He saw that they were cleaning the place, they were beautifying the place, they did every chore possible all through the night. He was so curious that he went to them, he walked up to them and asked, "How did this transformation happen? I saw you walking into his ashrama so dirty and ugly last night and this morning you transformed like the damsels of the heaven. What has happened? How did this happen?" So they said, "It is because of sinners like you who come and bathe in our rivers that we become so ugly. I am Ganga, she is Yamuna and she is Saraswati. It's because of sinners like you that we become so ugly. But after serving Kukuta Maharishi all night, we get purified ourselves. So we go back and we are ready to welcome sinners like you." He was shocked as much as he was in awe of those ladies. So he went to Kukuta Maharishi and asked, "How is it that you are so pure? How is it that even Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati become pure when they come and serve you?" He said, "It's because I serve my parents. That is my greatest tapasya. If you do that as well, all your sins will be gone and you will become as pure as Ganga or Yamuna or Saraswati." It became the mission of the life of Pundalik to take care of his parents then onwards. He took up responsibility. He took care of them every second, every minute of the day. When they were sleeping, he would do his chores. But when they were awake, it was his life's mission to just take care of them. He told his wife why it was important for him to take care of his parents and how this vision of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati transformed his life completely. In Dwaraka, Krishna was standing and one day he was bored. He was worried. He was looking into the sky and thinking something to himself. Sage Narada saw this and he was like, "Looks like you're worried, Lord Krishna. What is it that I can do to help you?" So Krishna told, "Hey Narada, everybody comes here to Dwaraka to ask me for something. They tell me, why don't you grant me this boon? Why don't you grant me that? Hey Krishna, give me jewels. Hey Krishna, help me get through my exams. Hey Krishna, make me the king of this world." Everybody comes and asks me for something or the other. But there's not one person whom I can go to and ask for something. There must be one person in this world whom I can go to and wait and ask for something. Sage Narada smiled and asked, "Yes Krishna, indeed there is a person whom you can go to." Krishna was very happy. His eyes brightened. He asked, "Who is it? Whom shall I go and meet? Whom shall I go and ask for something?" So then Sage Narada told, "There is a man by name Pundalik who is serving his parents so well. You have never learned to say, serve your parents, Krishna. Maybe you could go there and take a lesson from him. Krishna was excited to hear about this and he immediately left Dwarka. Rukmini, hearing about Krishna's plan, she also accompanied. So two of them went to Pundalik's house. There was a small hermitage there and Pundalik was attending to his parents. He was pressing their feet for them to have a restful sleep. Krishna stood at the door and asked, Pundalik? Pundalik, this is Krishna from Dwarka. I've come here to meet you. Pundalik said, shh, my parents are going to sleep. Krishna did not hear that properly. He kept calling, Pundalik, Pundalik, it's Krishna and Rukmini here. We've come to meet you. Pundalik realized that he has guests at home and he needs to treat them properly. So he passed on two bricks to Krishna and Rukmini and said, please use that as your asan. I'll come by in a few minutes. Krishna and Rukmini realized that Pundalik had heard their call and they waited on the bricks. They stood on the bricks, took that as their asan, and they stood there with their hands on the hips waiting for Pundalik. A few hours later, when his parents had finally dozed off, Pundalik came out to attend to Krishna and Rukmini. They say, Atithi Devo Bhava, a person who comes home unannounced, is equivalent to God. We need to treat him like God. But here, God himself had come to his doorsteps and he was waiting outside with their hands on their hips. Pundalik said, sorry, Krishna, to having to keep you wait, but I was taking care of my parents. Krishna said, there's no need to apologize, Pundalik. I came here to see your dedication to your parents. I came here to learn from you to take care of my parents. Thank you so much for this. So then he asked, Pundalik, what is it that I can give you? What is the boon that I can grant? What can I do for you? Pundalik said, I have everything in the world because my parents are with me and I have transformed. What greater boon can I have in my life than knowing what is good to do in life? I know what is good for my life and I'm doing it. I don't need anything else. But Krishna insisted that, no, I want to do something for you. I definitely want to do something for you. Please tell me what is it that I can do for you. Pundalik smiled and said, why don't you stand here the way you are and let the world ask, why is Krishna having his hands on his hips as if he's waiting? Why is he standing on a brick? He is Dwarkadish. He is the king of Dwarka. Why does he stand here like this on these riverbanks? What is it that Krishna wants? Why does he stand here like this? And then people will tell him the story of how Pundalik took care of his parents. They will learn how important it is to take responsibility for their parents. They will learn how important it is to give love and care to the parents in their old age. Krishna said, your boon is granted. And ever since, he stands there in Pandharpur on a vit. Vit is a brick. As Vithoba or as Vittal with his hands on his hips. That is the story of how Krishna landed as Vittal or Vithoba as Panduranga there in Pandharpur. Pandharpur is very, very important to the Maharashtrians, to all of us, because we learn an important story there. Today, Vittal is the storehouse of Bhakti Marga. King Shivaji has come to Pandharpur. His guru Samartha Ramdas has come to Pandharpur. Pandharpur is known for Jnaneshwar Mauli. Mauli is mother-like. Sant Tukaram, Namdev Maharaj, Kabir Das has come to Pandharpur. Janabai is from Pandharpur. There are so many saints who have all sung with Vittal. Vittal loves to dance. He is the first party animal that anybody has ever known. A saint starts singing and he starts dancing. He doesn't know that his pitambar is going loose. His dresses are falling off his body. He dances like that. He loves his people. You go and sing a bhajan, he'll dance along with you even today. Pandharpur is magical. You should go there along with the Varkaris. You should go there with the Dindi, where they all play and sing and dance in the name of Vittal. If Vithoba so permits, I might do a series of podcasts on every saint who sung about him, their life, and how Vittal lived with them, how he enjoyed every minute with them. It is amazing. We also have a beautiful Vittal temple in Govindapuram, which is near Kumbakonam in Tamil Nadu. For people who are not able to go to Pandharpur, I encourage them to come and have a darshan of Vittal in Govindapuram. Even if you're able to have darshan in Pandharpur, I totally encourage you to come and have a darshan of Panduranga in Govindapuram. Both the places are magical. Bola Pundalika Varade Hari Vittala.